I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Guys, I have some really bad news.
Okay.
I realize I prefaced that, like, really, like, poor timing on my prefacing, just considering the state of things in our country.
Fair. Yeah, I don't know how much and more now, bad news I can take.
And now I'm going to follow it up with a doozy. But I bought the last 12-pack of the limited edition cinnamon Coca-Cola at our local Walmart.
Okay.
It's almost gone, and I'm really sad.
I have not had the cinnamon Coke. I am currently drinking a orange vanilla Coke.
Ooh.
What are all these Cokes? What? I didn't know there was cinnamon. I've seen the orange vanilla, but I haven't had it.
Orange vanilla is good.
It's good. I was surprised how much I liked it. I got it. Well, I think while we were in Georgia, when we stopped at that convenience store, was the first time I'd had it.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be left out of the Coke chain here, though. I do have the Cherry Coke energy drink.
Oh, okay. I've had one of those. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I've never had any of the energy drinks.
That's the only one I've had.
Saturday night when we were going on adventures.
I had some of these when we were on adventures.
I probably had one of these. I don't remember.
Man.
48 hours ago. No,
we have more than one drink at our house. I don't know.
I don't remember what I did yesterday. So, like, expecting you to remember 2 days ago, that was unfair on my part. Okay. I apologize.
Didn't.
So this is how we start our show. Hold on. Is this the first time Jeremy's been on our show?
Yes.
I think so.
That is obscene. First of all, you should have been on long ago and multiple times by now.
So, didn't we like a month or two ago, whenever we were all hopping on Mario Kart, didn't we have an idea to try to figure out how to record our audio conversations?
Especially when we got weird people that talked about the dabs they were smoking or whatever.
Yeah.
can I say that I miss our Mario Kart nights. Those were fun.
I do. You know, I was actually thinking about that the other day, and I'm like, why haven't I played Mario Kart? And I realized that my wife has bogarted the Switch since March 18th.
I was going to tell you exactly why you haven't played Mario Kart. Because, okay, so me and my kids, we play the Switch quite a bit. And I'm friends with your wife. And, you know, when a friend signs onto the Switch, it'll show up in the top corner and show what game they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
My 5-year-old called Chelsea out.
Rightfully so.
He was just like, why is your friend always playing Animal Crossing? And I was like, okay, first of all, we're on the Switch every time you see that.
Like, that means you were on, too.
Yeah.
Damn, kid, you didn't have to come for me that hard.
It was, yeah, so she got called out by a 5-year-old that didn't realize he was doing the exact same thing. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, those Mario Kart. Okay, so you said, you know, we were thinking about finding a way to record those, and I didn't find a way. I also kind of forgot.
But see, well, because the Switch, the chat function is through an app on your phone, so I really don't know how you would record that.
I mean you could plug your phone like into the computer or something, but then that might kill the fact that you can actually talk into it and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Or like, what if I realize this cuts out the possibility of complete strangers joining us, but we all have laptops. I wouldn't just set up Skype right next to us while we're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, that, yeah, we can do that, but I like the fact that just
part of the
anybody
charm was
can,
the weirdos in it.
Yeah. Wasn't that one guy, whenever we were all talking, he was in there for like 5 minutes. He's like, wait, do you guys all know each other? We're like, yeah. Yep. He's like, that's weird. Like, how is it weird? Like, we all just wanted to play Mario Kart. I don't understand why that's weird.
You guys have friends?
It was weird. It was the three of us. I think Kitty from New World Travel Monkeys. Was Sean and Caroline from See Sean Vlog there that night?
I don't know if they were still on at that point. They were earlier, but I'm not sure that they were still there.
Yeah. I feel like somebody else was there, and I can't remember.
You know, they're 5 hours ahead of us. Well,
right.
You and I. And, what, that's 8 hours ahead of...
Probably like 8 hours Jake. Ahead of Jake.
And Jake.
What's the future like?
I don't know. Ask them. They're in the UK.
They should have warned us about so many things this year.
You've got 5 hours.
Man, no. I'm not sure I know these people. Who is it?
They have a YouTube channel. It's See Sean Vlog. They're,
okay, yeah. Yeah.
They're British, yeah.
See, I have this problem where I only know people by their... You know, vlog and or Twitter names.
That's fair.
That's the one way you interact with them.
Yeah. So, I'm friends with people on the Switch, and I forgot who they are. And at this point, I'm too embarrassed to ask.
That happened to me the other day. Not the other day, like, probably about a month ago. I was like, wait a minute, who is this guy? So I had to go digging in the profile. I'm like, oh, I work with him.
Okay, so
someone added me from Twitter. Okay. Oh, their Twitter account. Great. Okay.
So, I'm friends with someone called NES Epcot. Does anyone know
who
that is?
They sent me a friend request.
I don't know who that is. They were.
Hold on, I'm going to check my Switch.
I don't remember if I accepted it or not, because I was like, I don't know who this is.
I'm sure it's someone I interact with regularly because we were like good enough to add each other on the Switch. It's my Switch is a very exclusive club. There's only like 6 friends on there.
It's NES Epcot.
Yeah.
You guys make up like 20% of my friends.
I have a few more, not a ton, but I also put both Kara and my friend codes on like our Twitter page at one point, so. When we were trying to find people to play stuff with.
I don't think I'm friends with NES Epcot.
NES Epcot. Out. If you listen to this, let me know who you are, because I forgot.
And if you do respond, I'm sorry if I did not accept your friend request, because I didn't realize who you were.
Oh, that's why I couldn't remember the guy that I worked with, because... His avatar, his me avatar, looks just like Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
Says propane and propane accessories.
No, he doesn't. He actually is our tech guy.
That's almost the exact opposite.
And I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And then I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's this guy I see every day and know very intimate details about his life.
Speaking of
the Switch, can I give a quick update on a 4-year-old video game?
Yes,
sure.
So, I'm wildly obsessed with Breath of the Wild still.
It's very good.
Okay, did you ever get the expansion pack for it?
No, I did not.
That is 100% worth the $20.
Okay, I know you can get, like, the Master Sword... to like power up so it doesn't like need a recharge, and like you can get a motorcycle or something.
I got the motorcycle. I can't get the Master Sword one. It's really hard.
Hey, but... can I just interject here real quick, and I'd just like to point out that since quarantine started, half of my people on Twitter that I follow got Switches because I'm seeing so many people that weren't there a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
This is also why you cannot find a Switch in stores.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you're starting to be able to find the lights now again, but not the regular ones.
Yeah, exactly. Which leads me to believe that this virus was created by Nintendo and sign companies. Because I've seen so many signs, like the, you know, custom printed signs that, you know, say we're open or dine in or whatever.
I assure you we're open.
I feel like this is probably the most legitimate conspiracy theory out of the entire COVID-19 quarantine shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
It was like just a company going, man, no new businesses are open. We got to do something about this.
We need to sell some signs.
It was a cold reset. They shut down everything, print the signs, boop, 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 boop. Business is booming. Mm-hmm. Okay, business is open. I'm sticking with this conspiracy theory. But anyway, back to Breath of the Wild. What I wanted to say real quick was, in that expansion pack, there's a new mode called the Master Mode. And that it's the same game, but significantly harder. Like, you start over on a new game, and, like, the enemies are way stronger. Your weapons are weaker.
I remember hearing about that now, yeah.
And playing that, because I was just like, okay, so it's going to be a little bit harder. I'm fine with this. I've had to completely change the way I play the game. There's a lot more sneaking around, trying not to be seen, because I cannot kill these damn monsters. And you really cherish the weapons that you get now. And it's really fun. It is really, really fun.
I can't remember. Can the Master Sword break?
No, but it has to, like, recharge after a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so that's where I am right now. I went to the Elephant Divine Beast first, because I wanted Mipha's Grace. And I got to the boss, and I can't beat the boss, because also, enemies' energy regenerates.
Ooh.
Which, and the weapons I had, I couldn't knock enough of his life force out before, like, he just kept regenerating more and more than I was taking out of him. So I was like, I can't beat this boss, so now I'm just on a quest to get the Master Swords first. Which is weird. So, yeah, I'm just hitting all these shrines that I shouldn't be hitting in this order.
Man, I never,
like, completed that. I mean, I finished it, but I didn't go through Hyrule Castle, really? I climbed up the outside of it.
Oh, that's what I totally did.
Yep. There's like, so much... I have enough stamina to climb up to the top where Ganon is.
You just went around everything. There's a lot of good stuff in the castle.
That's where you get the shield. The Hylian shield. I never got that.
I did get that, yeah.
Didn't do that.
Oh, real quick, an example of how hard this Master Mode is. So you know how you start off on the Great Plateau?
Uh-huh.
Right behind the Temple of Time is a Silver Lionel.
Oh.
No thanks.
Yeah, like, I'm standing there with my tree branch going, oh no, I can't even kill this Bokoblin over here, and there's a Lionel? Literally the second enemy I saw.
I don't even think I killed a regular Lionel in the...
Oh, I did.
Did I?
I've become a Lionel hunter. They're fun to kill. They're hard, but they're fun. You get real good stuff from them. Also, a classic Zelda enemy. Like, yeah. they were in the first original game.
They sure are.
And they sucked then, too. So, that concludes my Breath of the Wild update. Again, a 4-year-old game that I'm still... I mean, I've been playing for 3 months.
But it's a really good game, though.
It's so good. It is so good.
To this day, that's the only Zelda game I've ever completed.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's why I buy a Nintendo system, usually, is to get the Zelda game.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, you're not alone in that, I'm sure.
No, you're not!
You're not the only one in this chat that's
done that. Zelda's my favorite franchise, so...
Me too.
Yeah, I feel like I'm such the outcast when it comes to Zelda. Like, I feel like I don't dislike it. Like, I've played just about every Zelda game. I've just never completed them, with the exception of Breath of the Wild. And the only reason I completed that one was because it was the only game out on the Switch. Because I bought my Switch day one.
Yeah.
It was the only game that had any kind of remote interest in playing. So I was like, yeah, I guess I'm getting Zelda.
Well, you know, for it being my favorite franchise, the one that people think a lot of people think is the best one is not one of my favorites. So, hey.
Hey, are you talking about Ocarina?
Yup.
Yeah, it's not my favorite either.
I mean, it's fine. I don't dislike it, but it's not one of my favorites.
I feel like Twilight Princess was an Ocarina rehash and did it a lot better.
That's fair. I think my favorite 3D ones are Breath of the Wild, and I like, Wind Waker.
I never played Wind Waker. I have it on my computer right here in front of me. I've gotten off the island, and then I get out in the ocean and I panic and I've never progressed.
Back when the Wii U was Nintendo's main system, and sales weren't that great, and Mario Kart came out, if you pre-ordered Mario Kart, you sent a picture of your receipt to Nintendo, they would give you a choice of a free download of a game. Oh, yeah. And yep, Wind Waker was one of them. And that's, I think Pikmin was one, Wind Waker was one, and I can't remember the other two. New Super Mario
was one, because that's what I ended up getting.
Okay. See, we already had the hard copy of that, so it was like, we've already got it. So.
Yeah, I borrowed it from someone and beat it, but then Kara hadn't played it, so I was just like, here, you can get this one, when I bought Mario Kart.
So, but yeah, I downloaded Wind Waker, and I don't think I touched it.
It's good. The remake's good. The remake's actually better.
Like, back...
A few of the things that are not as good about it.
Was it back in September when they released the Switch version of Link's Awakening? I picked it up. Oh, that was the week you came and stayed with us. So I bought it for Chelsea, and she played through it, and she really liked it.
It's good.
And I want to play it. But I've actually recently re-picked up Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Because when I bought that game 2 years ago, I also paid the extra $60 for the season pass, which is something I never do. Like, I made an exception for this game. And I'm glad I did, because the season pass is awesome. Because I fired it back up, and I was playing through the first of the DLC stories. And it was good. Like, it wasn't great. It was a fun extra story. But with this one, like, they're starting to bring in all the Greek mythology. So, like, right now I'm running around the fields of Elysium. Trying to catch a horse for Persephone.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds pretty cool.
Wait. Did you just name drop Persephone?
Yeah.
Nice.
Jake, it's Persephone.
You said it.
No, what? I said what? I said Persephone.
Giuseppe.
Nope. You do not fucking talk to Giuseppe. I swear to God, if you turn to Giuseppe more goddamn time. No, we've had this conversation. You do not talk to Giuseppe. You know my feelings. I think he is a fucking disaster of an intern.
First of all, how dare you embarrass Giuseppe in front of our guest?
Well, Giuseppe had it coming.
And number two, how dare you?
My only interaction with Giuseppe was him playing music the other day, so.
Speaking of games. So 2 nights ago, we played some Dungeons & Dragons on the Roll20 website, which turned out a lot better than I was expecting.
Yeah, it worked pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, not bad for just 2 days of, I better figure this out real fast. So I'm going to announce to you two right now that I already have our next adventure picked out. It's significantly longer and more detailed, and I think it's going to be, it's a haunted house. So it's kind of up Jordan's alley.
I like it. I like it.
I think I might create a new character for this one.
Oh, that's fair. I need time to prep this one, because this, like, the one we just did had 3 rooms.
Yeah.
And Jeremy started talking to rats that I didn't think I was going to have to be the voice of. No offense, like, that was amazing.
I was kind of bummed that I couldn't get into that boxing ring in the tavern.
You could have.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get a chance to.
Also, I told this to Jordan. Jeremy, I didn't get a chance to tell you yet. In the opening tavern, if anyone went in the storeroom, which I was kind of hoping someone would, I had a live badger hiding in there.
You told us not to.
Yeah, I mean,
that didn't stop Chloe from running into every room.
That's true.
She Leroy Jenkins right into the centipede room.
Oh,
after man. Growing huge. Well, growing normal.
Yeah, huge for her.
Yes, yes. So, but no, yeah. Like I even learned a lot on this game, like, because I couldn't figure out magic for the longest time, and I studied the hell out of it, and Jeremy helped, and Jordan helped, and I think I have magic down now, like the understanding of it.
Yeah, I still need to watch that video you sent me.
It helped a lot. What, you couldn't watch it at work?
No, I couldn't, because it was surprisingly busy.
Oof, I don't like hearing that.
Yeah, I know. Me too. But I ended up subscribing to that YouTube channel, so hopefully if I have any more questions about Dungeons & Dragons, then the Dungeon Dudes will help me. Shout out to the Dungeon Dudes, I guess.
It's a good name.
All right.
Yeah. What? No, but I was, like, super into it. I was really, it was really fun. And which I think it's also, like, what helps you get through the game is, like, the company that you play with as well. Because,
yes.
Like, my first foray, did I ever tell you guys my how I got turned off from D&D in the first place? Like, what was going to be my first game?
No.
No? Do we have time for that story?
Yeah. We got, like, 9 minutes before we jump into our main topic.
Okay, fair enough. No, I was, like, probably about, like, 7 or 8 years ago, a friend and I were talking about, like, how we'd never played Dungeons & Dragons. But another mutual friend of ours was like, oh, dude, like, I DM stuff all the time. Like, let's get something together. And then we're like, hell yeah, let's do it. Let's go all in. And they even made like a private Facebook group for us, to where like we could start coordinating and like he could show us how to like create characters and whatnot. So anyway, the four of us had another mutual friend. So I was actually going to base my character off of that mutual friend. Because if you guys think I collect a lot of toys, buddy, this dude puts me to shame. And so, you know how like every group of friends has their inside jokes about all like about like their closer friends. So like I was kind of putting those idiosyncrasies into the character, but I didn't tell my friends that I was creating him as the character. And I was just going to let it slowly unfold as the story went on. And then just let them put the puzzle pieces together. And, like, right as I was in the process of making the character, one of my friends just got super serious and was like, just so you know, I don't tolerate joke characters in a game.
I think you did tell me about that.
Did I tell you? Yeah. And then I was like, you don't even know what character I'm making. He's like, yeah. I don't tolerate joke characters. I was like, buddy, you just completely made me lose interest. Like, if part of the joy of the game is a blank canvas and I don't get to have fun with it, then I don't want to play the game. He's like, all right, then I guess we're not playing. I was like, okay. And that was my...
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have some goof-em-ups. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Wow, he would hate us.
Yeah. Oh, he totally would.
I'm going to be right honest with you guys. Like, 70% of the reason I like to play is because it's comedy improv. That's all it is. and you guys brought the soup. It was amazing. And that is an idiom I just made up.
I like it. Friggin' the soup.
That should be the title of this episode, but we don't title these episodes. Maybe we should start titling Disaster Hours.
I mean, we're doing them a lot more. What if today was the first one?
All right.
What was it? Bring in the soup?
Yeah, bring it. You guys brought the soup. anyway, so flash forward a handful of years later, I played my first part of a first campaign with some work friends. And I enjoyed it, but I still didn't understand it, but now that we've played some smaller campaigns, like one-shot campaigns, I'm getting a feel for it. So now I feel like I'm a little bit more comfortable with knowing the game mechanics and how it works. So I'm like super into it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And also, like, I'm being very presumptive here, but I don't feel like I'm overstepping any boundaries. I wouldn't mind if we had our nice little D&D group, like here, you know, you guys, Chloe, Josh, you know.
Kara said she'd play too.
Yeah, I love playing games with Kara because, you know, back to Mario Kart. So, it works. But.
I would argue that you've only ever played games with Kara.
This is true. You know what? 100% of my relationship with Kara has been games playing Kara. Video games. Very astute observation. But, like, I think I've only played a character two times. I've DM'd way more. So, anytime anyone else wants to take a stab at DMing, I'm not opposed, but also I enjoy DMing, so I'm not trying to...
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
All right, so...
I'm still trying to figure out how to throw a lightning bolt.
Oh, you want to talk about throwing lightning bolts? Ask this guy over here that eradicated an entire room of rats.
What can I say?
Eradicated an entire room
of rats.
Look at Jordan bringing the soup.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm already happy this is catching on. The only reason I even said it is because I had soup for dinner. I just have soup on my mind and in my belly. But So
I'd like to make one recommendation to you guys. Ooh. If you have time. Podcast. The Adventure Zone. Give it a listen.
Writing that down.
Subscribing right now.
It's
The Adventure
probably
Zone.
It's the three brothers from probably my favorite podcast, my brother, and me, and their dad playing D&D.
So I've never heard my brother and me, but I do know a lot of people. Like, they do a lot of live shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they tour. So, what is it? Just, is it a podcast about them being brothers?
They refer to it as an advice show for the modern era. They answer questions off of Yahoo Answers and questions that people write in with. And their answers are generally ridiculous, but it's probably my favorite podcast, but The Adventure Zone is also really great. Okay. The youngest brother DM'd their first two games. The first game took them like 2 years to play the whole campaign.
Wow.
They do an episode every other week. But Justin, the oldest brother's character, was a wizard. His name was spelled T-A-A-K-O. Yes, his name was Taco.
Oh! I was gonna go on Taco. I can't read.
But the middle brother, Travis, his character is Magnus, and one of the things was Magnus rushes in, which made me think of Chloe. But no, I think you guys would probably enjoy it, because it's pretty silly. That's what got me wanting to try Dungeons and Dragons again, like a few years ago, was listening to that. So, I don't know.
All right, I'm subscribed. I'm in. I'm going to listen to that tomorrow.
Same. Man.
Speaking of, real quick, before we get into our main topic, speaking of Chloe rushing into things, me and her were reminiscing last night about it already. So one of my favorite moments from Saturday's game was when she freaked out with the giant rat in the second to last room and ran out and locked the door. And instantly, Jeremy just runs back in and kills the rat.
Hey, there was stuff in there. She got there a potion out of it. She should be happy.
And I like that the only reason Jordan wasn't part of it was because his sword was stuck in the bookcase.
Well, no, I ran in and I forgot that to go back and get my sword. I was like, oh, wait, no, I can't attack if my sword's out there.
That's why I love this game. Oh, man. Yeah, so. And that's one of the reasons that I love that website. It worked out so well. I would have completely forgotten about your sword if we weren't able to draw it in and visually yeah. see it. So, yeah, let's give it up for the Wizard Tower Brewing Company.
What was that name again?
Oh, that name? It was the Wizard Tower Brewing Company.
It was something, something, wizard, something.
100% of our audience will not even know what we're talking about. Nope. But guys, it's funny. So, yeah, if we keep doing this, if you guys are down, I'd like to like record a session and just throw it up.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I mean, we have
like a disaster studio sideshow.
Yeah, exactly. And then eventually leading up to my grand Magic Kingdom adventure that I'm still working on and probably going to take a long time, but I'm going to get there. It'd be nice to have all the technical kinks worked out before we get there. So, I think it's time to jump into our main topic this week.
Main topic.
Before we do that, I should have done this at the top of the show because I really don't know how many people get this far into the show. And we don't have guests very often, so I think we should let Jeremy throw some plugs in real quick.
Yeah. Where...
Oh, hey, I'm Jeremy. I'm half of the Magic Geekdom on Instagram, Twitter, and especially YouTube, and also half of a podcast with our other friend that's on the call here, Mr. Jordan.
Hi.
Part of the Magic Ghastly Power Hour.
I do enjoy the Magic Ghastly Power Hour.
A new episode coming sometime.
We recorded it. We just got to get it edited and uploaded.
I was actually talking to Jake about this earlier. I was like, we recorded it the night before, like, all of the
everything stuff in the world
happened. Like, everything in the world happened. Yeah. So if you've been living under a rock, like... The night before a cop brutally murdered George Floyd. So
Yeah.
So like we just don't feel comfortable releasing it right now. So it's on its way, but we're giving everybody some breathing room.
Yeah, and totally fair. Like, man.
Yeah, there's more important things to pay attention to at the moment. Yeah.
Right. I can't segue off of that.
Well, we might as well just go into our main topic.
Yeah, like there's more important things to pay attention to at the moment, but this isn't one of them. Here's our main topic.
Here's some frivolity. If like, you need that.
I didn't know what to do. Anyway, so this week's we've been on this kick of top four lists. I'm a huge fan of this. I'm really glad we started doing this because I like lists. I like the number four. It's an even.
What was the episode of we did our top five lists?
Oh man, that was a while ago. I forgot about that. My number one was your list of that episode.
Yeah, it was. It was great. Like, which was brilliant.
Got super meta on that one. However, this week we're not doing that. We're doing the top four cartoon sidekicks, which I have a feeling there's gonna be some crossover on one of mine.
I feel like there's gonna be crossover on a couple of mine.
Oof.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. So, Jeremy, the way, I don't know if you've heard the top four that we do. Like, we basically start at number four. We each say our number four. Then we each say our number three.
Okay.
And there's a good chance that we're going to have some crossover. So we just kind of like, for example, if I have a person as my number three, but they're your number one, you can just save it for your number one and just add anything that I missed, or what the other person missed.
I guess so. I'll pick a ranking for the four that I picked. Yeah, because I don't really have a hard, fast ranking.
And but also, if your crossover lines up on the same one, then yeah, definitely jump in on it.
Okay.
Because me and Jordan had that once on Mars Attacks, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was probably the most excited I've felt in the last 2 years, just in life in general. It's been a long 2 years, guys. So, I think, Jordan, I think you should go first
Okay.
And then we'll round over to Jeremy and then to me. And then, yeah. So, Jordan, you're number four. Cartoon sidekick.
Ooh. You know what? I might hit you with... I mean, I think... I'm going to say obscure, but it's probably not obscure amongst this crowd. I'm going to go with Godzuki from the Godzilla animated cartoon.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Now, wow. I would be lying if I didn't say that I saw that earlier when you told me the topic and I was looking up sidekicks to go, you know, I could probably think of some of my own, but I'm going to look at some lists. I don't even remember that show, really. Hardly.
I remember whenever Cartoon Network was just getting started in my area in Louisiana. Oh. Or like 96. Back whenever they had the checkerboarded like bumpers for all the cartoons, and Godzilla was one of the like the early afternoon cartoons that would play. So anytime I stayed home sick, I would see the Godzilla cartoon, and I would be like, "What is this?" And it's like, "Oh, Godzilla and Godzuki." I'm like, "What the hell is a Godzuki?" And it was just an adorable
Godzuki.
Yeah. Can you find the audio clip and put it in there?
Of the theme song?
No, just the and Godzuki. And
Godzuki.
Part. No, but he's just an adorable little Godzilla.
Yeah, that's fair.
My only complaint with Godzuki, and it's not his fault at all, it's the fan base's fault, is he's constantly confused with Manila from the movies.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. You know, the little Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate Manila. I hate Manila with a white-hot passion of a thousand suns. But I like Godzuki.
Kind of on topic with both Dungeons & Dragons and Godzilla, the trading card game Magic the Gathering, just like about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, just released a new set of cards, and it's all kaiju-themed.
Oh, that's cool.
And they actually licensed the Godzilla characters to be cards as like special. Yeah. So, but they're hard to like, you have to buy a lot of the packs and hope you pull it because they're actually going for like $20, $30 a card.
Holy cow. Wait, but like which characters? Like Godzilla?
Godzilla. There's like two or three different Godzillas. There's a King Caesar. I'm pretty sure there is.
Whoa, that's a deep pull.
Yeah. There's a baby Godzilla. There's a...
Mothra?
I don't know if there's a Mothra or not. Like, I don't know if they're planning on doing a second set, so they saved some.
Yeah.
I feel like Mecha Godzilla was one of them.
Huh.
Godzilla Magic.
Yeah, when you say...
Hold on, let me look it up.
When you say baby Godzilla, you mean like from the Japanese films or the 1998 baby Godzilla?
It just says baby Godzilla. It's no, this is all like, from the Japanese. Yeah.
Well, let's hope so.
let's see. Oh, there is a Mothra.
Love Mothra.
Huh. Yeah, cool. So there's Godzilla, King of Monsters, Godzilla, Doom Inevitable, Bio Quartz, Space Godzilla, Ghidorah, King of the Cosmos. Yeah.
Love
King
Ghidorah.
Caesar. So yeah. Biollante.
Never saw that one, but I had the action figure.
That movie is, like, super out of print, and I sold my copy on Blu-ray on eBay for, like, $80.
You had it?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, now I'm jealous. And also, I just want to point out how dangerous that is for you to lead us down a Godzilla rabbit hole, because I will taunt Godzilla all day. You know what? Top four Godzilla villains coming up in the future.
All right. There's also a Rodan card.
Man, how awesome was Rodan in the newest movie? So good.
He was pretty badass.
I loved King of the Monsters so much. Anyway,
I can sit here and like look at these cards. I'm probably gonna dip my toe back into Magic the Gathering now that I've been doing Dungeons and Dragons.
That's fair. I want to join you.
So, all right.
I'll get around to that. So Jeremy, you're number four.
Well, I'll go with this one. I don't know how obscure it is because it's from a Disney movie, but Pegasus from Hercules.
Man, that's a good one.
I love Pegasus.
Pegasus is great. I mean, he's like, you know, he doesn't really have lines per se, but he's just great and funny and cute and, I don't know, Kara probably is influenced my thoughts on Pegasus. Because she loves him, but especially like baby Pegasus at the beginning. That's adorable. So I don't know. I just think Pegasus is pretty great.
I had a baby Pegasus Disney little beanie stuffed animal when I was younger, and it's so damn adorable. That's a good choice. Man, now I want to watch Hercules. All right, our episode's over. Gladiator. That's just such a good movie. Man. So, yeah, I have some Disney characters on my list as well, but not that one. So, well done. Well done.
Oh, I don't have any Disney characters on my
list. Actually, I have one other one. But
oh, all right.
Wow, you pulled this off with no Disney characters? That is
yep. Shocking. I also have an honorable mention, too, so.
As do I. Usually we do the honorable mentions before our number ones.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, you don't have to have one, but I do have one. So my number four, again, this is far and away my most obscure one, but in this crowd it might not be so obscure, and it's a three-way tie. But oh. They were all from the same show, so I think it counts. And it is Zorak, Brak, and Moltar.
Oh. Okay.
From Space Ghost Coast.
Hell yeah.
Coast. Coast. Very
shit,
good.
I didn't even think about that show. Damn.
And Cartoon Planet, if you want to go there as well.
Like, so I was discussing this list with my friend today while I was at work. And I told him, I'm like, I'm going to do Zorak. And he's like, well, what about Brak? I was like, shit. And then I was like, well, what about Moltar?
Man, I used to have a Brak t-shirt whenever I was in high school. I miss that shirt.
I miss that show.
I do too.
Watch that show anywhere?
Sure. I'm sure it's probably on YouTube, I would think, somewhere.
And I remember, sorry, I love Space Ghost Coast to Coast. And then there was a second one. What was the other one they did?
Cartoon Planet.
Oh, yeah, you said
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cartoon Planet was the afternoon comedy one, and Coast to Coast was the Adult Swim show.
Yeah, okay. I liked them both, but I liked
Adult Swim, I think, before it was officially Adult Swim.
Yeah, I think it was Toonami.
Mm-hmm. Right? Was it Toonami? I think it was just like a late night show.
And the interviews were so weird. Yeah, it was a late night show. I can't remember.
And then it kind of became Adult Swim when they added like C-Lab and
Aqua Teen,
which was Aqua Teen was a spinoff of Space Ghost.
Wait, was
Space
it?
Coast, yeah.
I didn't know that. Because I know it was made by the same production company because that weird logo at the end and that haunting sound it makes.
did you guys ever have any of the Cartoon Planet soundtracks?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, oh. Man.
Was it Space Ghost's Musical Barbecue?
Yep. There was Space Ghost Musical Barbecue, and then there was, it was like something about a luau, because I remember the cover was like on a Hawaiian.
Okay. I think I just had the Musical Barbecue, but it was pretty great.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Nad's going to bother me until, and they're both out of print, so they're like really hard to find.
Brak's
Space Ghost Surf and Turf.
Oh, okay.
You found it at the same time as me. So, quick question for, like, Space Ghost used to be like a serious show, right? Like,
yeah. Action. Mm-hmm. It was like in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this version better. So, anyway.
Man. Oh, it makes me think about the fact that I met George Lowe, the voice of Space Ghost, last year.
Nice.
I met him. God, I met him a while. Like he, because he lives around here, so he does all the local cons, like even the small ones. And I bumped into him at a local con, and he was very nice. He talked to me for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, he like, I got the Free Play Florida down here. He was at that. And I got him to sign a picture, and he was like drawing and writing all sorts of stuff on it and talking to Kara and I for like 5 or 10 minutes. But yeah, he was pretty entertaining. Yeah. I also have a Space Ghost sticker on my laptop that I'm using right now.
Nice. Oh, man, that makes me happy. All right, Jordan, you're number three.
Ooh, all right, number three. I got to go with a classic. Got to go with Orko from Masters of the Universe.
I almost put him on my list.
Yeah.
Despite how much I've told you in the past that I think He-Man is a terrible show that I loved as a child and can't stand when I've tried to watch it as an adult, he is still a very cool character design and one of my favorites when I did watch it.
I think I've come back around because I was the same way. Well, So I never watched it as a kid because like I was always a Transformers guy growing up. So I was like, yeah, if it's not a transforming robot, I don't care. So like I was never into like my three main shows growing up were either Transformers, GoBots, or Voltron. with a couple exceptions. Like I like the real Ghostbusters cartoon.
There's no transforming robots in that.
No, but I said with a couple exceptions. but I that and Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles does have a transforming robot.
And does it?
Mecha Turtle?
Oh, all right, sure.
I don't know if he transforms. He has a robot, anyway. Though.
yeah.
But, like, I remember watching, like, a couple episodes when I was a kid, and I just wasn't into it. And then I tried to watch it as an adult, and I was like, oh, this is terrible. And it was around the time that they rebooted it for Cartoon Network.
Oh, yeah.
And I really liked the reboot. I was like, this is fucking great. And then I went back to watch the original. I'm like, this is not. and then recently, like about, I don't know, 6 months or a year ago, I'm like, I think I might go around and watch Masters of the Universe. And I think now that I'm like, oh, well, this was like top of the line in 1982. And then like when I watch it with that mindset, I'm like, this isn't so bad. But yeah, no, Orko. Actually, shout out to Robbie, who's not on the episode tonight, but for our Secret Santa deal that we do every year, he actually got an Orko figure, or reissue Orko figure for me.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to see this this Kevin Smith like run reboot for Netflix.
Yeah.
See how that's good. Gonna be.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah, look the up showrunner the voice cast. For it. Looks really good.
Like, what is it called? Just Masters of the Universe reboot?
I think it's just like Masters of the Universe or He-Man Masters of the Universe or something. But Kevin Smith's the showrunner, so I don't know.
I feel like when Kevin Smith gets his hands on things like that, it turns out really good. Because he understands the fandoms and the cultures of the nerdy things.
He knows the source material.
That's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
Yeah. Sounds like I've heard him talking about it. It's like, you know, he's 10 years older than me, so he would have been like a teenager when it was out, but you know, that doesn't mean anything. Like,
isn't Kevin Conroy Batman?
Yeah.
Nice. Whoa, wait, Mark Hamill is Skeletor?
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
I'm in.
I'm down.
I'm in. I'm in.
Okay, that's, I'm in.
All right, that was it. That was all I needed to see. Okay. Jeremy, you're number three.
My number three. So this... He's like... This character is... Like, it's... The show is both of their names, so... But he still feels like a sidekick to me, which would be Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, his name comes first, but I still feel like he's the sidekick to Brain.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, I feel like whenever you're comparing the names Pinky and Brain, who do you think is going to be in charge?
Yeah, fair. But yeah, just I loved them since, you know, Animaniacs came out when I was, whatever, 12 or 13 or whatever it was. And yeah, it's just really funny. Rob Paulsen is great in pretty much anything Rob Paulsen does. Yeah, he's the comic relief, and and yes, he's great.
He's one of two autographs I've ever gone out of my way to purchase,
and a good choice.
That is
yes.
A good choice.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a picture from one of the comic cons we went to with me and Rob Paulsen and Maurice LaMarche.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
and the Brain.
You know, I gotta give a shout out to LaMarche, because like I feel like I have an ear for Rob Paulsen. I can really pick him out in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Maurice LaMarche evades me constantly. Like, I'll look up and I'm like, sounds familiar. Who is this? And I'll look it up and I'm like, oh, it's him. Like, he was the king in Frozen.
Yeah, which I thought was weird because it wasn't, he wasn't him in Frozen 2, I don't think.
No, it was Alfred Molina.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I read that after. I'm like, this isn't Maurice LaMarche.
Yeah, it was a weird replacement, but yeah, he's good. I mean, they're all good. Yeah.
So I've got a question for you guys. When you hear the name Maurice LaMarche, what is the first cartoon? What is the first character that he's voiced that pops in your head?
Right.
Probably his brain, yeah.
All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah.
Oh. Orson Welles from The Critic.
Fair. That's just... I mean, that's essentially brain.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
yeah.
brain.
Yeah, and but like I remember watching Critic growing up when it was on television. Like my grandmother would tape episodes of The Simpsons and The Critic and like just a whole bunch of like evening time TV shows. She would videotape them for me and just give me videotapes.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Like, yeah, so I used to have like a whole bunch of these episodes on tape, and I always go back to that episode where they were redoing the frozen pea episode. It was like,
oh man,
they're full of frozen pea nests. Who wrote this?
Oh man,
that's a deep cut for Maurice LaMarche.
I know, man. I know.
I mean, I also like Morbo. Morbo's great.
Yep. Morbo is good.
Man, I missed Futurama. I did not get on that train. And I completely regret it. I've seen a few episodes, and I loved it. I don't know what my problem was.
Lucky for you, you can still go back and watch it.
Where? Where?
Isn't it on Hulu?
It was on Hulu.
It was. Hold on, let me check.
I got this. I can check. Oh, no, you check. I'll say my number three.
Okay.
So you tell me if it's... Because I was watching it on Netflix, and it went off Netflix, so that was like 2-3 years ago. 4?
Yeah, Futurama is on Hulu.
Oh, man! Guys, I'm going to start watching Futurama. I thought I had missed the boat. So, anyway, my number three is another two-way tie, because they go hand in hand. And this is my last doubling up on a tie. So it's... There's not much more I can say, but Timon and Pumbaa.
It's good. It's very good.
It's a good one.
When I think of Disney sidekicks, they got their own movie, which was stupid in the best way. I love Lion King 1.5.
I've never actually seen Lion King 1.5.
Go in knowing that it's not a serious movie. It is a comedy, and they're just having fun with it. And it's the story of the Lion King. They retell it from Timon and Pumbaa's point of view. And it's really funny. I liked it. Again, it's ridiculous.
But yeah, I mean, they're great in the actual original movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part of the live-action remake.
Still haven't watched that.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it either.
It is a movie.
It exists. That's pretty much what I've heard.
It was made.
But the Timon and Pumbaa scenes are completely worth it. Casting Seth Rogen as Pumbaa is the role he was born for. He can retire. He should just retire. I love Seth Rogen, but he's not going
to
talk.
He's pretty much been telling everybody to fuck off on his Instagram account, which has been great.
He's also my hero now. All right. I mean, for a good reason.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to wax poetic about Timon and Pumbaa. We all know who that is. So circling back around, Jordan, you're number two.
Wait, didn't Jeremy go?
Yeah, he did.
That's right. All right, number two. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Dino Mutt.
Whoa!
Wow! Is that Super Friends?
That's Blue Falcon, my friend. That is the Hanna-Barbera version of Batman, the Blue Falcon. And he had his sidekick robot dog, Dino-Mutt, which has shown up as official Scooby-Doo canon, by the way.
Well, I think it's in Scoob. Aren't they both in Scoob?
They are.
Blue Falcon is.
Yeah.
I really want to watch that movie.
I'm curious.
Yeah. Blue Falcon also showed up in another one of my favorite Adult Swim shows, Harvey Birdman.
Yep, he did. I do remember that. There was even a straight-to-DVD Scooby-Doo animated film that was specifically like Blue Falcon centered. Like it was Scooby-Doo and Blue Falcon.
Well, that's cool.
Came out like a handful of years ago.
But yeah, I remember watching Blue Falcon and Dino-Mutt, when I was a kid, because I think it was USA would run, yep, like a bunch of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Oh man, I forgot about that.
Back when USA showed cartoons.
Yeah.
That was like the Hanna-Barbera channel for a minute.
It really was, and that was probably before Turner bought all the Hanna-Barbera stuff, I would assume.
I think so.
Because then eventually TBS got a bunch of them, right?
Yep.
I remember that. So I was confusing Dino-Mutt with Wonder Dog. So I just want to
throw that out. Oh, yeah, that's your Super Friends, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Super Friends dog.
Dino-Mutt also was in the Laugh Olympics cartoon.
Yeah.
I think he was part of the Scooby Doobies.
I haven't heard the name Laugh Olympics for at least 23 years.
That's a very specific year.
And you just went and crammed that right back in my head. Holy shit. Damn. I loved Laugh Olympics. Had you not said that, I would have gone the rest of my life without ever thinking about it.
Man, I remember it was the 96 Olympics. It was the first year. It was the first full year we had Cartoon Network in Louisiana, and everybody was making such a big deal about the Olympics being on television that year that Cartoon Network was like, oh, we're going to start showing the Laugh Olympics, like a 20-year-old show at that point.
Man,
Nothing wrong with that.
It had everybody.
The Yogi Berras, the Scooby Doobies, and the Really Rottens.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, you are remembering way more of that than I. Man, I mean, I remember it, but I wouldn't have been able to tell you the team names.
I just looked it up, and it said it was available on Amazon Prime, so I clicked on it, but it's only if you have the Boomerang subscription. I got really excited and then let down. But you can do a 7-day free trial of Boomerang.
So I thought about paying the $5 a month for it.
Boomerang? I've considered that, too. Because, man, those are some... Those are some cartoons. Almost said
those are some great. Well, are they?
Yeah.
Those are some nostalgic cartoons.
Yeah, those are cartoons that I personally loved. But I don't know if I can go to bat for them. But I would watch them again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Was that number two? We're on two, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Two.
All right. Back to you, Jeremy.
All right. Well, I'll go with my other Disney entry, which would be from quite possibly my favorite Disney movie, even though it does have a moment that's a little insensitive and weird now that, you know, it's not 70 years ago, which is Timothy Mouse from Dumbo.
That's a good one. That's a deep cut.
I like Timothy Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I can leave it for some honorable mentions, but there's another Disney character that I feel serves a very similar purpose that isn't on my list, but maybe I'll save it for an honorable mentions. But yeah, I mean, your main protagonist doesn't talk, but then you get Timothy sort of being his voice and watching over him, and he's just, I love Timothy.
I love when they're really drunk and he's doing the, now grow a great big one. No, when I was little, Dumbo was my movie. Like, anyone in my family will tell you that was my defining movie. I could watch that over and over, and I did. And do you guys remember the show on Disney Channel called Dumbo's Circus?
I sure do.
No.
So, I was really little. Wow, Jordan.
No, well, all right. So I don't know if this was how it was where you guys lived, but in South Louisiana, the Disney Channel was like an extra premium channel. Yeah, you had to pay extra.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just in my. Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize if it was just in my area or if it was everywhere. So, but we did not pay extra for it.
So Dumbo Circus has nothing to do with Dumbo. Except for the character Dumbo.
The circus, but not the same circus.
No, not the same circus at all. And Dumbo talks a lot. and it's off. It's upsetting, but it's a weird. It's a weird, favorite dream of show.
They're like fur characters at Disney, sorta, but the mouths work like, you know, Talking Mickey kind of, and it was weird. But so, I watched the hell out of it as a child.
Yeah, and there's a koala in it, and for the longest time when Dinkum. I was, yeah, and for whatever reason, I thought that was Timothy Mouse.
That's fair, because he's like, he would wear sort of a similar outfit, because he was like the ringleader of the circus.
And he had ears.
And he had round ears.
But I never
don't think you were wrong to make that mistake.
Yeah, and also I was like 3 or 3.5. Yeah. So. And but I eventually got to the point when I realized that was not Timothy Mouse. So, yeah. But I do love Timothy Mouse. And he's on the ride. Like,
yes.
He is featured on a theme park attraction.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the middle where he belongs.
And he's the voice telling you to sit down and buckle your seatbelts and stuff.
Oh, is he? See, I don't ever ride that ride. I appreciate that ride for what it is.
Oh, man.
I ride it occasionally.
We actually ride that one pretty regularly
when we go. I take that back. The last time I went to Disney World, which was in 2014, and the new Dumbo just opened with the whole virtual queue and the indoor playground. And my oldest at the time my only, was 3. And that was far and away like one of the greatest. Having a virtual queue for Dumbo was the best idea anyone could ever have.
Yeah.
Especially with an air-conditioned playground. The downside is he liked the playground better than the actual ride.
Yeah.
He cried when it was time to get on the ride. he got over it really quickly, but it was traumatic for a second.
No, Dad, I want to play.
Yeah. So, all right, my number 2. I like this one because at first you would think he's the main. He's obviously not the main character. He's the sidekick, but in any other show, he would be the main character, and the main character would be the sidekick. And this, it's Shaggy.
Yeah,
fair. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If anyone else made the Scooby-Doo show, Scooby would be the sidekick. I mean, I could include the rest of the team, but. No, it's Shaggy. Shaggy is Scooby's sidekick.
No, yeah. There's only one member of that team that gets the name of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
The main character.
Yeah.
So that's why, yeah.
I like Zoinks.
I didn't know we were going to have Shaggy on the show today.
Like, thanks for having me, Jake.
Wow, I didn't know you could say other things. I've only heard you say Oh, that's great. Well done, sir. Anyway, but
been working on the Shaggy impression since I was like 13.
So. One time I was Shaggy for Halloween. It was the greatest costume.
Oh, so was I. That was awesome.
Because green shirt, red pants, or brownish, you know. Yeah. It was simple and I liked it. But I'm not gonna go on and on about Shaggy, but man is he awesome. I appreciate his appetite.
Same. I appreciate his metabolism.
Yeah, he's
even more so.
He is
I'm jealous of his metabolism.
And as the great Eddie Izzard said, Scooby and Shaggy live in cowardice and sandwiches.
Scooby Shaggy? Scooby Shaggy!
International calling card, Scooby Shaggy. All right, back to you, Jordan.
All right, so this is my honorable mention and my number 1. All right, going with honorable mention, Transformers is one of my favorite cartoons of all time. But then, the other transforming robot cartoon, the GoBots, gets looked down upon. So I want to give a shout out to the GoBots sidekick, Scooter, whose name was Scooter, and he transformed into a scooter. And he had a really annoying voice.
I'm looking at him. I need to see what this guy looks like.
He's just a red scooter.
Red, yeah.
Oh gosh, I hate him. No, this is terrible. And
he turns into like a Vespa, and for some reason, whenever he transforms into the scooter, his face is on the front of, like, his face is the windshield of the Vespa.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this... Like, his face looks so smug. No, I don't like Scooter. I've never seen GoBots, and now I don't ever want to.
It's actually not terrible.
It's all right. I liked it as a kid. I had some of the toys.
I feel like if I was little and I watched GoBots, my older brothers would have beat me. It's not Transformers!
Like... The reason I think GoBots was as successful, yeah, which, but like, I still say is a badass name. Copter, however, not so much. Psykill, hell yeah. Like, Scooter, or GoBots, I think, were... Because they were so much cheaper than Transformers. Like, I have distinct memories of going down the toy aisle at, like, Walmart, and my mom would always say you could either have one Transformer or two GoBots. Because GoBots were only like $2 or $3, but a Transformer was like, I don't know, like 5 to 10, if not 20. Because they were so much bigger.
Yeah.
Was Psykill the bad guy?
Yeah, he was. He was the head bad guy.
He has a beard.
He had a really nice deep voice, too.
Wow.
Yeah, because I remember I had the Psykill toy, and yeah, he just wasn't very big. And his transforming was like his legs folded out, and you took the tires out from between his legs and his hands, and like just put them on his shoulders. And it's like, that's it. He's transformed.
I'm looking at the toy right now, and you are 100% correct.
Yeah,
it has three steps.
I actually wish I still had, because I had the toy as well. I wish I still had that one. I was kind of looking into buying one. But man, this guy goes for a decent amount of money, and I do not want to spend that much for the toy.
The toy has like the same bone structure as an IG unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does actually kind of. I never thought about that. Yeah, but he likely does.
Yeah. Huh.
But I could tell you, I lost all of the parts to him. Like, his the part wheels. That plugs... Yeah, the wheels and the part that plugs into his stomach for, like, his motor.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yep.
All right, you're number one.
All right. We're going to bring it back around to another cartoon that Maurice LaMarche did a voice for.
Oh.
I was guessing that, if I'm correct, that this was going to happen, and I was going to put it in my honorable mentions.
So. Okay. But I chose Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, he did Slimer?
Mm-mm.
No, he was one of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, he was Egon
in
the Ghostbusters cartoon.
I was really confused for a second. I was like, what?
No, I think Frank Welker, who did the voice for Ray... did the voice for Slimer.
I mean, Frank Welker that does everything?
Yes, that who does Fred.
Especially if it's animals. Because I think he's Scooby-Doo as well. He's Santa's little helper.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that... sorry, I'm not trying to take away from Slimer real quick, but I read somewhere that Frank Welker was like technically the highest grossing paid actor in the world just because he is part of so many things.
That makes sense. That
wouldn't surprise me.
So, yeah, I'm going to look that up while you talk about Slimer. Tell me about Slimer.
No, he was the little, he was the ghost that got away in the first part of the Ghostbusters film. They eventually caught him, but somehow he got out again for the next film because he popped up in the second film. But in the cartoon, they kind of made him the mascot or the little sidekick.
Spud.
So he was the Ghostbusters pet ghost.
That ate a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the cartoon often, but I remember, man, I don't know if it was the opening credits or the closing credits where they're like walking down the street and he slimes the road and one of them slips and falls. And
It was the closing credits.
Yeah, that's the closing one too. Yeah. I still find that interesting that, what's his name? Music is his last name. That's Venkman's voice, but was Lorenzo. Garfield's voice.
Yeah.
Lorenzo Music was Garfield's voice, then Venkman's voice. And then Bill Murray, that was Venkman, was the voice of Garfield in the movies.
Yep.
I was.
Because Lorenzo Music, like, there was. Because he passed away.
Yeah.
And they had to get somebody else to do the voice. And it was They got Dave Coulier to do the voice of Peter Venkman, like, the last season or so. Like, when it swapped over to Slimer and the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Slimer. Wait, Uncle Joey?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What the hell did you just say?
Uncle Joey?
He was never Uncle Joey. He was just Joey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jesse was the only one that was an uncle.
I think, did they call him that, though? Even though he wasn't actually their uncle?
No, I think they did it in one episode where, like, well, what do we call you, Uncle Joey? And then he was like, you can just call me Joey. But because he was never their uncle. Jesse was legitimately the uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow, let's get intellectual on, or deep on this show. Another show that I liked as a kid that in retrospect is a bad show.
it's really funny that you say that, because I remember Chelsea and I used to play trivia with some friends. And when we were out and about or playing trivia one night, somehow the topic of Full House came up. And then a couple of the people were like, oh, yeah, Uncle Joey. And I'm like, no, he was never Uncle Joey. He's like, yeah, he was. They called him Uncle Joey. I'm like, no, they didn't. I promise you. And then I swear the next day I saw somebody had retweeted a Dave Coulier tweet that says, I was never Uncle Joey in the show.
Whoa, weird.
So I screenshotted it and I sent it to him.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, no, Slimer was like, it was fun. He had some fun toys. He had like, I remember he had like one toy where he had this weird backpack that would, the toy of Slimer itself had a hole in the middle, like in the middle of his mouth. And you would actually like fit this backpack through, like, it had a peg and you would slide it through the hole in the back of the Slimer toy, which would empty out into his mouth, and you would put some like ooze and slime in there, and you'd press it down and it looked like the ooze and slime would come out of his mouth.
That's wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look this up. I don't know. I'm Slimer toy. There's too many.
Yeah.
This was a mistake. Ah, good choice, though. I do appreciate Slimer. All right, Jeremy, do you have an honorable mention?
Well, one of them was Slimer, actually. But I'll bring up one other thing, which is another one that's kind of like, I guess he's a sidekick, is Brock Sampson from The Venture Brothers.
I've never seen The Venture Brothers. I'm not even sure what it is.
Venture Brothers. It's another Adult Swim show that is, it started out kind of like
okay, a parody
of Johnny Quest, sort of, but then it just, like, kind of grew into this, like, the guys that make it are giant pop culture nerds, pretty much. One of them worked on the Tick animated series and the comics, but...
I almost put Arthur in my list.
I thought about Arthur as well, yeah.
That would have been a good one. I didn't think about Arthur.
But, like, the supervillain collective is the Guild of Calamitous Intent, which one of the members was David Bowie. He was the leader of the Guild of Calamitous Intent. Oh, man. And Iggy Pop and Klaus Newme and, like, all sorts of really dorky references. But, yeah, he's basically, if you ever watch Johnny Quest, he's basically... what's his name? The bodyguard in Johnny Quest. I can't think of his name.
Bannon?
Race Bannon.
Yeah.
He's essentially Race Bannon for the Venture Brothers. Voiced by good old Patrick Warburton.
Yeah.
I love Patrick Warburton.
But, but my number one would have to be Waylon Smithers.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I never considered him a sidekick, but he absolutely is.
I mean, you know, he's... Montgomery Burns is not really, you know, the main family character or whatever, but there's so many weird and wonderful characters in Springfield, but he is basically Mr. Burns' sidekick, but he's wonderful.
I like Mr. Smithers.
Man, I didn't even think about The Simpsons.
Neither did I.
Shit, you could have had so many. You could have had Milhouse.
Oh, God. And I didn't even think of him as a sidekick. Milhouse is my favorite Simpsons character. Oh, I love, man, Milhouse so much.
Everything's coming up in Milhouse.
But
you could probably do this episode on Simpsons characters.
Just like, sidekicks in the Simpsons universe. I mean,
Sideshow Bob or Mel.
Or Mel, yeah.
Wow, you really could.
Corporal Punishment.
Top four just, Simpsons cameos.
Just Krusty's sidekicks.
Fallout Boy.
Mr. Teensy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, just there's so many things that make me laugh about Smithers and are great. And his weird love and devotion to Mr. Burns. His... his passion for Malibu Stacy.
That was a sentence you just said.
Yep, it is a sentence that I said.
Wait, who does Smithers' voice? Is that
it's Azaria, I think.
Oh.
Or wait.
Is it
I think it might be Shear.
Or no, is it Shear?
I'm hearing Shearer in my head. Speaking of people in Godzilla.
Oh yeah, Hank Azaria was in Godzilla 98.
Right.
So was Harry Shearer. So was the.
Because Shearer is Burns, isn't he? Is he both of them?
There's a good chance he is.
That's true.
Yep, he was both of them.
Oh, he's both of them. Okay.
Weird. Man, I love voice actors. Have you guys seen the movie, the documentary, I Know That Voice?
I have, yeah. It's great.
So good. I love that one. I don't understand how they didn't have Frank Welker in it, though.
Yeah, because they even talk about him in it, don't they?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've watched it, but...
like, I feel like him and Mel Blanc are like the kings of voice acting, and... obviously, you can't have Mel Blanc in it.
Yeah.
So, all right. My honorable mention. I don't even really care much for this character, but I respect him. And it's the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones.
Fair.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Like, I feel like he came towards the end of the run.
Oh, yeah.
And they just...
That's a we're running out of ideas thing.
Oh, absolutely. Having this space alien. I don't know if he was from the future or just from somewhere else, but he was rude. He had bad ideas. And he was pretty smug. And how he fit into the town of Bedrock at all, I'll never know. But man, I respect what they tried with that one.
I actually have a Flintstones complete series on my hold stack at the CD store right now. And now I'm like, shit, I forgot all about the Great Gazoo.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So
didn't he called them dum-dums, didn't he?
He did call them dum-dums.
Yes.
Yeah. And he would just kind of appear, call them dum-dums, go about his way. Yeah. It was weird. Great Gazoo was weird.
Hey, slightly on topic. Have you ever seen the Flintstones Winston cigarettes commercial?
Yes, I have.
And I found out just yesterday from an Expedition Theme Park YouTube video that they also used to advertise beer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I, and they showed one of the commercials on it because the episode that have you ever guys ever watched Expedition Theme Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy, have you ever watched Expedition Theme Park?
Yeah. Sam's been in my house before.
Wait, you know these people?
Yeah, I do know him.
Wow. Well done. I like Expedition Theme Park. They did a thing about the Van Nuys Busch Gardens, and it kind of brought up the Flintstones advertising. I can't remember if it was for Busch or for their competitor, but they did have... Man, the Flintstones were bad for you.
Oh, speaking of, did you know that the Flintstones was the first show on television to depict a husband and wife sleeping in the same bed?
I did know that. I don't know why I know that, but yeah. Groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, but yeah, between cigarettes, beer, and fruity pebbles, they're gonna kill you.
I still think it's hilarious how Fruity Pebbles still exists, but there's no Flintstones content on television to let kids know who these characters are.
Flintstones chewable vitamins exist too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's to counteract the Fruity Pebbles. I heard at one time the, why am I blanking on his name? The Family Guy guy.
Oh, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, he wanted to reboot the Flintstones.
Yeah.
But never happened. I was really hoping it would happen. Anyway, my number one, I wasn't expecting a lot of Flintstones talk. Damn you, Great Gazoo! My number one is my number one because he absolutely knows that he's the sidekick, and he hates that he's the sidekick, and he's possibly the greatest sidekick, and it's Donald Duck.
Ooh, yep.
That is a good pull.
That is a, yep, shit, that is a good one.
Like, he knows it. The thing of the song, the whole Mickey Mouse Club song where he's trying to interrupt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows what he's about. He knows he's second fiddle.
Yeah, like, and honestly, I mean, I like Mickey a lot, but if you're going to make me choose, I'd choose Donald over Mickey. Yeah.
Absolutely. Or I'd choose Goofy over Mickey. I was honestly
That's
torn.
Also fair.
I was torn between Donald or Goofy, but I had to go with Donald because he knows he's the sidekick.
Oh, he's man.
Well aware of it.
I don't know who I'd pick.
They're both
Mickey
very good.
The newer Mickey shorts, I am coming around on Mickey.
Yeah, I love the new shorts. They're great.
They're so good.
I don't care much for Mickey being the everyman, but in the new shorts, where he's just cracked out crazy Mickey again, the way he started off.
Yeah.
Plain crazy Mickey. That's a good Mickey.
It is a good Mickey, yeah.
I really wish they would do another epic Mickey game, and they would start to incorporate that version of Mickey.
That would be cool. Game.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, because Epic Mickey 2 wasn't that good. The first Epic Mickey was great.
I never played the second one. I loved the first one. So good.
I have the second one. I got, I don't know, maybe halfway through it. I really don't know how far I got into it. Pretty far, but I didn't finish it.
It wasn't very long.
Okay, then maybe I might be more than halfway through it.
Yeah, it wasn't anywhere near as long as the first one.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, whenever I beat the game, I was, and the credits started to roll, I'm like, oh, there's clearly more game. Nope. And then it kind of, like, after the credits, it opens up on a cliffhanger, too, and I'm like, oh, well, there's going to be another one. That was 8 years ago.
And the studio went under.
I was going to say, I think the studio closed, didn't it?
And that is exactly how I felt about the Mummy roller coaster at Universal Studios.
I wish... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've never been on the Florida one, but the Hollywood one...
Oh, the Hollywood one's stupid.
I thought when it stopped, I was halfway through the ride, and then the seatbelts came undone and we got off the ride. I was like, what the hell?
The one in Florida is way better.
Good. Let's hope so. So I understand the pain of getting halfway, or what you assumed was halfway through the game. And then just, oh.
Like, the one in Florida, I hadn't gone on it until last year, and partially because we had gone to Universal, and I'm like, the one in California, the Mummy ride sucks. Because it does. Like, I guess it's fine, but for something at Universal or Disney or something like that, I would expect something better than what it is.
Like, in Hollywood, it is sandwiched between the Transformers ride and the Jurassic World ride. Those are
what, great. It's where the E.T. ride used to be, I think. But no, the one in Florida actually is... Especially, I bet, if you rode it when it first opened, it does something that is really... entertaining. It's very impressive, actually.
What does it do?
So, when you're saying that you think that it's half over, well, something happens kind of similar to that, where you stop at a place that looks like, you know, the end of the ride, but then, like, flames start shooting out, and you see that there's a mummy in, like, the control booth, and the ride's not over.
Whoa! That would have been cool in Hollywood! Not this Chuck E. Cheese roller coaster in the dark that I got. So,
isn't the one in Florida that used to be Confrontation, right?
It might be where that was. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember riding Confrontation the one and only time I've ever been to Universal Studios.
I've never been in Florida, but I've watched videos of Confrontation, and woof. That looked interesting.
It looked pretty cool. Yeah, I never got to ride it.
I don't understand how that cable car was responsible in any sense of direction. Who designed this thing? Not an engineer. Point A to point B by going around every block? Mm-mm.
This is just bad city planning.
Yeah. But, of course, New York City in the 80s. I mean... I'm just going to criticize a city and a time. Anyway, I think this is a good place to stop the episode. That was a lot of fun. I like this. So, Jeremy, you're welcome back anytime. I hope you knew that already.
It's fun.
I'm embarrassed that it took us so long to get you on here in the first place. So, anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Jeremy, thanks for coming on. Oh, yeah. And on that note, here's this note. And Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.